Dear brothers and sisters, for the last 3 weeks, we looked at the reasons for prayer and the kinds of prayer pleasing to God. On top of this, we will look at the areas to examine in order to offer powerful prayers under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Power, whether power, your prayer is powerless or powerful, just because you raise your voice does not mean your prayer is powerful. According to how pleasing your prayer is to Father God, I've explained about this. I also explained about the prayer of the Spirit. We have to make sure our prayer is powerful. We have to also offer the thick aroma. Even when we offer the same amount of time a prayer, we have to make sure our prayer is piled up more. There are differences. There are also water. There are thick water or thin water. Thick flow of water or thin flow of water. Do you think it would be better to make ensure that your prayer is thick or thin? Yes, we have to be offering thick aroma of prayer. It's not about the time or amount of your prayer. Dear brothers and sisters, it's important to pray in order to enter into deeper spiritual levels. To receive power, we must also accumulate all the more prayer. Only by getting rid of the flesh through prayer can a person enter into spirit. When these kinds of people obey the word of God, power follows. Sometimes it seems as though you prayed a lot to throw away flesh and enter into spirit, but you find yourself still not changed and become disappointed. Then what is the problem? It's important to check whether you are praying with the spirit or with the soul. Let's look at the differences between praying with the Spirit and praying with the soul. If you pray with the soul, you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit cannot take control. Even if you try to pray, simply speaking, it's a prayer of your thoughts. It comes from your own fleshly thoughts. It's not about being with the Holy Spirit, but it's on your own. It's your prayer coming from your thoughts. Even if you try to pray, it becomes difficult as the mind remains blank and you end up forcing yourself to pray. When this happens, you can easily get infiltrated by idle thoughts and tiredness of fatigue follows. Some people say, I don't know what to pray, what to say in my prayer. I cannot think of anything, any word for my prayer. They wonder what to say. If you are one with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit just inspires their lips so they can speak fluently in your prayer. If you try to do things with your thoughts, we have to memorize things. And also you have to have much information about things. But prayer is not about thinking, but it's about the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Especially when you pray for others, the Holy Spirit inspires you to pray for others. Even if, when you... We should also pray in the depths of our heart. It's not possible on our own. We need the inspiration from the Holy Spirit. Then we can offer the prayer of the Spirit. Let's say you have ill feelings against others. You have to pray like, Father, I have to serve others, but I couldn't serve Him. I still have this ill feelings. In the same situation, you can offer different kinds of prayer because when you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives you a way to pray to change yourself and make peace with others and the Holy Spirit inspires your lips. We have to offer such prayer of the Spirit. But if you look at the reality, if we involve our thoughts, we end up offering the prayer, fleshly prayer, so we cannot change. And we don't know what to say in my prayer. So we feel that prayer time is long as a result. When this happens, you can easily get infiltrated by idle thoughts and tiredness or fatigue follows. This leads to the inability to pray for long. Even as you pray, you just ramble and repeat words, and after praying, you end up not even remembering your prayer content. You just babble in prayer, and you have your thoughts somewhere else, and you just say things, speak gibberish, and you just... If you pray, offer prayer of the soul, you don't know what you said during your prayer. But if you offer prayer of the Spirit, you can remember not 100% exactly, but you can say what you remember, what you say. If you also worship God in spirit and truth, you remember what you heard during the sermon, and you can summarize the sermon. But if you don't worship in spirit and truth, you, even if after you listen to sermon, for example, you have to check whether you can summarize the sermon you've heard, and you have to examine your attitude of worship and how you are listening to the sermons. You have to focus your mind on worshiping God and praying. And we have to worship with the Holy Spirit. And then you can engrave the words in your heart, and you can be reminded of the words you heard. And this is the possible by the work of the Holy Spirit. But the prayer of the soul turns into a reluctant, formal prayer rather than a prayer from the heart. This means that even if you pray, you won't receive the answers nor be able to discover yourself and change. Different from the prayer of the soul, the prayer of the Spirit is the prayer you offer with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It's a prayer from the Spirit within and in accordance with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Generally, speaking in tongues is referred to as praying in the Spirit because it's our spirit praying for ourselves. When we speak in tongues, when you speak in tongues, even if you say things, but you're actually speaking what is necessary for your spirit. This is what happens when you speak in tongues. So physically, we may not know what we are saying when we speak in tongues, except that when with the people with the gift of the prophecy of interpretation of the tongues can say what you're saying. But it doesn't matter even if you don't know what you're saying. But anyway, when you speak in tongues, you have to know that your prayer is asking for what your spirit needs the most. You pray for your spiritual change, for your sanctification. That's what your spirit is asking for. Does this mean we have to always pray speaking tongues? No. We have to speak in our own language. Like, we have to know what we are saying. So we have to spend most of our prayer time speaking with our own language. Then, when we pray so, we know what we are saying. And we are reminded of our daily life and pray for this and that. And we have to pray with our sincerity and heart for the church. Some people may say, because my spirit knows what I need the most, I have to speak in tongues even for when I pray for church. Prayer is... But if you just... You have to show your devotion and sincerity in your own language. like in Korean, we can offer more sincerity. But, and we have to speak in tongues with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Only then our prayer of our speaking in tongues becomes effective. Some people may say, because I'm tired, I just want to speak in tongues with our thoughts somewhere else. We cannot call that spiritual prayer. You have to also know that speaking in tongues is different from prayer of the Spirit. Speaking in tongues is about the anyway, it has, there are different meanings. No matter how much you speak in tongues, if you speak in tongues with various thoughts popping into your mind, then this also becomes a prayer of the soul. As I explained, you have to pray. We have to enter into the fullness of the Spirit and then speak in tongues. Then you can offer up a thick spiritual prayer. And you can go into deeper levels, like your prayer can reach the deep. You have to pray, but let's say there are wood, and even if you just put fire on it, the fire is put out. When you try to put a fire on the wood, you have to work a lot. Then, after all, it will blaze. The same goes for a prayer. You have to pray for your repentance, we pray for your sanctification, and then you pray for your individual subjects, and then with the fullness of the Spirit, you have to speak in tongues. Then you can offer spiritually deep prayer, adding a lot to the message. So we have to know when to pray speaking in tongues. Some people just start speaking in tongues as they start praying. You have to. We see. You have to first receive the fullness of the Spirit, and then you have to speak in tongues. Only then you can offer spiritually deep prayer. I'm talking about the prayer of the Spirit. When you offer a prayer of the Spirit under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, words just come to mind without you having to manually think them up. There's no obstruction to the prayer flow. You can also discover hidden characteristics of yourself or aspects from deep within the heart. Sometimes you may even pray for areas you haven't thought of through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I also explained that you have to meditate. Meditating is about you have to research, doing a research about yourself. You have to pray like you are doing research about yourself. You have to, in order to change yourself, you have to pray that way. You have to meditate or ponder over yourself. When you say things, the words, there are many forms of evil in the depth of your heart. You say things, you say nice words, but if you have resentment against others, such things, you have to discover them, which is that in the depth of your heart, and you have to discover them, hold them in your prayer, and so in your everyday life, you have to meditate on yourself, ponder over yourself. But as for me, in the process of my change, as I prayed, offered a deep prayer, I could ponder over myself. For example, when I had some ill feelings against others, I hold on to that in prayer. I say like, Father, please help me not to have this feeling. If you offer prayer, spiritual prayer, the Holy Spirit reminds you of everything you need to know about yourself. And when you pray, the Holy Spirit is analyzing your heart, and the Holy Spirit does the work. And even if you pray in Korean, the Holy Spirit, I mean, you say, Father, because I have this ill feeling, I spoke that word to him, And the Holy Spirit gives you that feeling. The Holy Spirit reminds you of the what happened, and you say that, and with its inspiration. Even if someone does not rebuke you, even if someone does not admonish you, the Holy Spirit gives you an awakening. This is exact. We have to offer this kind of prayer. Once you offer this prayer, when you discover yourself, you cannot stay still. After you pray with the Holy Spirit, you just and you remember that again and again, and you, because you offer the spiritually deep prayer, and then the next day, and you think about the awakenings the Holy Spirit gave you, and you keep reminding yourself of the awakenings during the day and during the Daniel prayer meeting, and you pray and pray again with the inspiration and feelings from the Holy Spirit, then you can also deeply analyze yourself. Let's say there are resources, natural resources deep in the ground. You have to dug deep. The same way, you have to pray with the Holy Spirit. Then you can discover what's in the depth of your heart. You have to discipline yourself like that. Only then can you achieve sanctification. But you shouldn't just do things on the surface. You shouldn't just scratch the surface. You have to root things out. After you change it to an extent, you just, after some time, you again cease to pray and you stop praying. Once you discover the forms of evil, you have to pray on to them for days, for months, for years. Then you don't just scratch the surface, but you dug deep. You go into the depth of your heart and see what's in the depth of your heart, and you have only after we discover our sinful natures can we become sanctified. Let's compare this to flower arrangement. I mean, some people just scratch the surface in praying, and then and such, so they have sinful natures keep coming up. If you don't root things out, you cannot remove the sinful natures because they are deep rooted. They grow back because they have strong life. Let's compare this to weeds. Because they are deeply rooted and they are strong, they are not easily rooted out. Even if we cut it above the ground, they grow back. The sinful natures are like that. Those who have lived over 50 years, because we are the descendants of Adam, throughout the human cultivation, the sinful natures have been inherited. And basically, we have such strong, we have to know that we have such ugly, dark, sinful natures deeply rooted in ourselves. And in order to discover them, just having an awakening once or twice is not enough. We have to offer spiritually deep prayer. Then the Holy Spirit allows us to look at our depths of our heart, and we also, the Holy Spirit makes us realize about our family members, and we have an awakening, and we can truly meditate on ourself. Such prayer, these are prayers not from the fleshly thoughts, but they are offered with you and the Holy Spirit being one. The Holy Spirit helps you understand the unknown, and sometimes prepares you for what is to come through prayer, as He knows everything. The Holy Spirit has such great power. We have to feel and know that well. But in order to offer such prayer, as I told you in the last session, we have to pray crying out in prayer. Only then can we reach that level. We shouldn't just pray half-heartedly. This is not praying with the Holy Spirit. This is not spiritual prayer. We have to make sure we are offering the spiritual prayer. To offer such a spiritual prayer, a prayer of the Spirit, we are to make to keep the kind, we have to offer the kinds of prayer that Father God is pleased with. Then we can offer the prayer with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps you how happy and spirit-filled would you be if you become one with the Holy Spirit in prayer? The Holy Spirit knows God's heart and His will extremely well. By praying with one accord with the Holy Spirit, we can offer prayers pleasing to God. Joy and fullness of the Holy Spirit inevitably appears to those who pray, and answers will quickly transpire forever your prayer request. For the Bible says, this is the confidence we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. When we become one with the Holy Spirit and ask according to His will, we will be blessed with the answers to everything requested. As you become one with the Holy Spirit, you will gradually go beyond the level of being filled with the Holy Spirit and reach the level of having the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the baptism of the Father of the Holy Spirit, they have each have different meaning. The deeper level than the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I also hope that you reach that level. This means praying amidst the full control of the Holy Spirit. Your body feels as if you are floating in the air or on the cloud, and the Holy Spirit completely inspires your lips. When this happens, most of you get to pray with speaking tongues. When we reach that, which that state, we just stop speaking tongues. Then you pray without. When you pray with your spirit, you have no thoughts. Strength from above. When praying with the fullness and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you can swiftly receive answers and burn sin from the root with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Also, when you pray with the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit like that, you also, to receive power, you are to accumulate this kind of prayer. As for prayer to receive power, God determines the times. Of course, a person who desires to receive power needs to pray hard to receive power on his part. But God strongly inspires those vessels who are prepared to fervently pray for power. They will receive guidance to increase the amount of prayer and intensively pray to receive power. When God gives direct guidance and we pray and we obey, God gives grace and strength from above. It allows us to pray with the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. As these kinds of prayers accumulate, God's power follows. But just because you keep praying to receive power doesn't mean you will receive it no matter what. It's the same when people pray to receive power of their own accord without the guidance of the Spirit. God gives guidance to those whose hearts have been cultivated in spirit to an extent. Once they obey and pray accordingly, power follows. Whether it's to receive power or to prepare a vessel to receive power, it's important for people who receive direct guidance to always offer prayers of the Spirit in the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. After listening to the sermons on praying with the Spirit, is there anyone disappointed or discouraged? It's because you realize you've been praying with the soul despite having prayed for so many years. But I pray that you won't be discouraged. Despite having prayed with the soul and in your own thoughts at first, you are to earnestly cry out in prayer and pray according to God's will. Then God recognizes your deed and provides grace and
and the ability to pray fervently. If you reflect on your own prayer form, correct any wrong habits, and make an effort to pray with the heart, you will be able to change. If you make the effort, you will be able to experience spiritual prayer. If you try to pray more deeply, you will be able to keep the line of communication with God. Childhood, those times when you pray, offered spiritual prayer. When you were filled with the Spirit, when you had the first love for God, you had offered this kind of prayer, offered this kind of faithfulness. But if you find yourself not doing that, you have to make a goal of doing that. You should not give up. You have to try to recover that fullness. And once you have recovered that level, there you have to rise above that. If you haven't tasted the spiritual prayer, you have to taste it. Only after you taste it, you know what it is. Even if that joy, that happiness, I urge you to experience it. Then prayer won't feel difficult. You will become easily moved by the Holy Spirit through praise and prayer and be able to always pray with the Spirit. If you continue to pray, even if you don't receive an answer immediately or don't know how to pray with the Spirit, God listens to you and guides you to pray with the Spirit. Step by step, you have to check your own prayer life. Even if you don't know how to offer prayer of the Spirit, even though you don't offer the spiritual prayer, that doesn't mean you have to stop praying. The important thing is you have to pray habitually, develop a habit of prayer. As I told you in the last session, you have to struggle to offer the kind of prayer that are pleasing to God, like kneeling down, praying on bended knees. You have to show such devotion and efforts. You have to get it together and try to shatter your fleshly thoughts. If you find yourself with idle thoughts, you have to try to remove them and go back to your prayer. Then if the Holy Spirit will give you strength, then God can discern and answer even your past prayers of the soul. So it's important to never be discouraged, but always make the effort to pray. This gives you a kind of hope, right? You may think, I've prayed a lot with the soul for many, many years, but does this mean that my prayers are all useless? No. Even if you have piled up the prayer of the soul, Father God, of course, it's not a thick aroma of prayer, but once you become a person who, Father God will repay you with answers after all. I pray in the name of the Lord that many people will have the inspiration and influence of the Holy Spirit, pray in unity with the Holy Spirit, and become blessed believers who glorify God with great answers.
Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN. Give them the faith of belief from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away, light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of all dementia, all the mental diseases go away. All the paralysis go away. Let them get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scar left. Please cleanse from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, the voice, Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, and the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and their families become evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervent to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let him be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.